Discussions at a session on human rights at the ongoing Constitution Review Conference have called for the retention of the right information provision in the Constitution. Article 21, subsection 1F, states that all persons shall have the right information subject to such qualifications and laws as are necessary in a democratic society. The discussants will review that the article has been adequately defined as a fundamental human right of the individual, hence the need for its retention. A report by Augusto Sakwe.
The discussants also recommended the setting up of an independent commission to ensure that the right to information by the individual is enforced. A member of the Right to Information Coalition, Akoto Ampau, says the retention of the provision and the passage of the Right to Information Bill will not be a duplicity of state provision.
The constitutional provision is two lines. Every person has a right to information subject to such qualifications and laws as are necessary in a democratic society. That's what all the constitution says. What the law will do is to detail the procedure and the content of this right, to indicate what procedure citizens must follow to access that right, to detail the obligations of state bodies that they must comply with when citizens make that request. Even though you have a right to information recognized as a fundamental human right in the text of the Constitution, because you don't have a law that spells out the details of the procedures and so on, people are not exercising that right. So this is what the law will do.
At the session on gender, discussants called for a provision in the Constitution to make sure at any given period, members of parliament would consist of not more than 60% of one sex and not less than 40% of the opposite sex. Mrs. Dorcas Kokapia was the facilitator of this session.
What we was suggested was that we take the example from Kenya, for instance, their new constitution, which says that in the electoral, for elective appointments, no one gender should be more than 60% or less than 40%. So what it means is that at any time, whether it's men or women, you should not exceed 60%. You should not be lower than 40%. So that's what was coming.
Another facilitator, Dennis Sam, noted that many Ghanaians have not utilized the constitutional provisions on their individual rights to their full advantage. She therefore called for the strengthening of institutions mandated to ensure Ghanaians are educated on this and other issues. Another issue that came out strongly was the form in which requested information on the right to information could be assessed. A lawyer and consultant to the Constitution Review Commission, Sam Okujetu, noted that the form through which an information can be assessed will have to be addressed by the laws of Ghana and not the Constitution. Other constitutional provisions looked at under human rights included access to justice, the youth and the aged, economic, social and cultural rights. For Radio Ghana News, Augustus Akwe, Accra.